that St. Augustine, Chief Osceola wept for his people and his golden land. His body had not slept. Then Wildcat said, "Oh chief, I beg you go with me to stand against our mortal foe." But Osceola raised his proud head high, said, "Do this ere I die." Wildcat, brother, to the grassy waters take the Seminole. There no white man can invade to leave you lying dead and cold. I shall not live among such evil men who mock the sign of truce, this flag of white, and honor not their given sacred word. My name will be the light that burns in every warrior's soul. In dark and hidden reaches, they will never drive us from our land, nor drain our blood like leeches. My spirit walks with those of you who die, and those of you who always will remain upon this bloodstained, blessed, flowered land, must fight and fight again.
Listen, good people, a story I'll tell of a great swamp in Florida, a place called Tate's Hell, 140 square watery miles with millions of skeeters and big yellow flies, and where all about the moccasins lie with glittering death in their beady eye, where bull gators beller and panthers squall. Now this is a place to be shunned by all. Old Tate left Sumatra long about dark. He had his two big dogs, a puppy named Spark, an old long-tom shotgun, a sharp Barlow knife that panther would sure have the chase of his life. A little past moon down, the dog struck the scent. Through bramble and tie-tie, a running Tate went for hours and hours until it was dawn. Then Tate knew that he was a long way from home. He blowed through his gun barrel. The dogs did not hear. The panther had killed him, and now Tate felt fear. The sun was not shining, the mist it was thick. Oh Lordy, Tate hollered, "I'm lost up the creek." He leaned back to rest, and his eyes did not see. The big rattler struck him above the bent knee. The lick was so hard that a sprawling he fell. This was the beginning of poor old Tate's hell. He opened his Barlow and he grabbed him some moss. A cut he made one way, another across. He wrapped his leg tightly and tied it with string. Then sickness came on him, his body turned green. When Tate was discovered, these words he did tell. "My name is old Tate, boys, I've just been in hell." These few spoken words were the last that he said. His spirit had left him. Old Tate, he was dead. No man can dispute this legend of yore, how Tate lived a full week and in 5 days more, and somehow crawled out close to Caribel from that deep ghostly swamp that we know as hates hell.